My Weekly Fix, Macca, on a Sunday morning.
G'day, good morning and welcome to the program. I'm in ABC Radio Southern Queensland Studios in Toowoomba. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk Burke and Wills, and we're going to talk with my friend, good friend, Stan. But you might remember this little grab. It was just have a listen to this.
I found out a terrific amount about Wills, and I feel as if I know him like a brother. I know things about him that he didn't know himself. Like I know that his pocket watch that he was carrying while he was sitting here in this place was 14 seconds out.
Gee.
I didn't know that. That was a bloke who rang us some years ago, and he was up in the Gulf, and he was chasing Burke and, well, particularly Wills's camps. And he was a bit, he said himself, he knew Wills better than he knew himself. He knew him like a brother, and he knew all sorts of things about him. This from Richard Cork. He says, in August this year, Ian, a lone walker, Dave Phoenix, will walk out of Melbourne, headed to the Gulf and following the faded footsteps of Burke and Wills. Dave is an historian, a PhD student at the James Cook University and the webmaster of Australia's most comprehensive website on the expedition, Burke and Wills Web. This is an event of great Australian historical significance, says Richard, and is worthy of some publicity, especially as we are on the brink of the 150th anniversary of Burke and Wills. Would appreciate the opportunities to talk to you about it. Richard Cork, who's the Assistant Secretary. Is that right, Richard, of the Burke and Wills Historical Society? Good morning, Richard. How are you?
Good morning. Well, thanks, Macca.
That's good. Burke and Wills and Stan Malik. Good morning, Stan. How are you?
Morning, yeah. Well.
You'll have to move in a lot closer,
yeah.
Mate. And Stan knows all about, lots about Australia, Australian history. But I went out to the Dig Tree. It's a great Australian place, isn't it? I mean, a bloke rang from Lake Eucombeen. There's lots of great Australian places, but the Dig Tree, special significance. Burke and Wills, quite an amazing event. I just read the diary. I've got it of the bloke who found them, a bloke who was one of the expeditions that went off.
Howard,
yeah, mm. Alfred Howard. I just read the diary from which has been reprinted in by the Library of South Australia, I believe. And it's just amazing to read those things and to think what happened those years ago and the sort of world we live in now of computers and texting and Britney Spears and all the news we get. But I somehow think that they're much more remarkable, those stories.
Well, yeah, Burke and Wills holds a very special place in the minds of most Australians, I guess. It's for me, it's a fascinating scene that was played out almost Shakespearean tragedy at the end in the middle of Australia, and it's something that grabbed me as a young child and hasn't ever let go, and I think it grabs the imagination of most Australians.
But I agree about Burke and Wills. I do think it's not a magic like you. I was captivated by it when I was young, and I think the
and often much maligned too, I think.
I think that, you know, those early explorers going into the unknown.
Now tell us about Dave Phoenix, who will walk out of Melbourne, headed to the Gulf and following the faded footsteps of Burke and Wills. He's not taking his writing case in the bath with him, is he?
No, he's not.
He's
going in a fairly Spartan way. He's taking his partner as a backup vehicle, so they're both taking 6 months off work to do this. Dave's been wanting to do this for many years, apparently, and he's not your typical Burke and Wills type person. I mean, Burke and Wills has been criticised for a lot of years in that the committee that ran it were armchair explorers and presided over it from Melbourne. Dave's been out there and done the hard yards in the Simpson Desert and looking at investigations of the route and so on and so forth. So he's thoroughly aware of what he's getting into, and he's very well prepared for it. And he wants to walk the route and see the route at the same time of year as Burke and Wills saw it. So that's why he's leaving in August when it's cold in Melbourne and arriving at the end of December when it's stinking hot at the Gulf.
Yeah. The Burke and Wills Historical Society, tell me about them.
Burke and Wills Historical Society were born, I guess, out of Cloncurry Conference that I organised in 2001.
Mm.
And I chased up David Hillen, which was that little grab that you played a while ago, and I chased up every lead for every person I'd ever heard about who had an interest in Burke and Wills, and I ended up with quite a long list of enthusiasts, most of whom had never met one another. And I thought, well, why are we all out there reinventing the wheel, doing our own thing, individually researching the route and or various aspects of Burke and Wills? So I brought them all together at Cloncurry in 2003. And out of that was the Burke and Wills Historical Society was born, and they've we've now had two more biennial conferences at Baduri and at Birdsville, and we're planning one for Melbourne in 2009.
Kel, what was the name of the lady who, Valmé Henkel, wasn't it, who did the thing on Howard? And it's wonderful to read, and I recommend it to people too, and just to revisit Burke, and was just like Ned Kelly and Kelly's last speech. I think it's one. Maybe, I'll tell you what, Dave, Richard, Dave can get in touch with us from time to time and tell us how he's going. And
yeah, well, as he said,
he's lost at the dig tree or something.
He'd be very pleased to do that. At the moment, his schedule is absolutely frantic, as you'd imagine, trying to put together the planning for it and trying to put together a few dollars to get him through.
Exactly. It's just like us doing this G'day tour. We're frantically planning and trying to see where we're going. That's what I want to talk to Stan about. I'm talking to Richard Cork from the Burke and Wills Historical Society.